It is made of.
Would you just take a moment and just proclaim the goodness of God? Proclaim His goodness. Come on,
Lord,
proclaim His goodness.
Lord, your loving kindness is better than life.
Proclaim His faithfulness.
Proclaim
Him as your Savior.
36 to 38. There was one Anna, a prophetess,
the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Aser. She was of a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And
hallelujah.
He in that gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to speak to you this morning from the title, Going the Distance to Behold Jesus. Going the Distance to Behold Jesus.
Amen.
There is a passage of scripture in Luke chapter 6, where Jesus introduced himself, revealed himself as the bread of life.
Yes.
And he made some statements in it. He says, whosoever eat my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life. And listen to this, and I will raise him up at the last day.
Yes.
Somebody say, at the last day.
At the last day.
And he says, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
Yes.
He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him.
Yes.
Just as the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. He explained to them, this is that bread which came down from heaven. None of your fathers did eat manna and are dead.
Yes.
He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things he said while he was in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. The Bible says that many, therefore, of his disciples, remember his disciples is not just 12, there are lots of disciples. It says many, therefore, of his disciples, when they heard this, they said, this is a hard saying.
Yes.
Who can hear it?
Yes.
When Jesus knew in himself, the Bible says, that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you?
Yes.
He says, what if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? And he explained, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profit nothing.
Yes.
And he says, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Yes.
God and the Lord explained to them, but there are some of you that believe not. May that not be a statement that God would speak over us. He says, but some of you, there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him.
Yes.
And here's what he says, and he said, therefore, said I unto you, that no man come unto me except it were given unto me. And the Bible says in verse 66 of John chapter 6, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked with no more with him.
Yes.
Then Jesus asked the 12 disciples that remained a very weighted question.
Yes.
He asked them this very weighted question. He said unto them, will you also go away?
Mm-hmm.
Will you also go away? A very weighted question that we as his disciples too must ponder in our heart. Will you also go away?
Yes, sir.
In the scripture that was read this morning, Luke chapter 2, verse 25 to verse 38, we see Jesus as a baby being brought to the temple to be dedicated according to Jewish law and custom. It was time for the baby to be dedicated and offered up for God's keeping and care, which is according to in the book of Exodus chapter 13, where it says, sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast, it is mine. Yeah. And by the way, we must learn to dedicate and offer up our household to the Lord.
Yes,
everything belongs to him.
Yes.
And it is whatever we have, learn to offer it to the Lord. Learn to dedicate it to the Lord. And so I'm going to go through some scriptures, but I want us to be able to walk slowly with me as we go through. Jesus just came into this world. Simeon and Anna were at the end, having gone the distance, and is now beholding Jesus. He just came in. Young baby being brought into the temple, and here are two people, we call them senior saints, older saints now, that have been carried by the Spirit into the temple.
Yes.
And they have gone the distance of their lives. The Bible says that Simeon was waiting for his consolation. They went the distance. Anna was 85 years old and she lived in the temple, the Bible says.
Yes.
Fasting and praying. She served God by fasting and praying.
Yes.
They have gone the distance and now they're beholding Jesus. God gave a promise to Simeon, while Anna gave her life serving God in fasting and prayers. My question to you this morning is this. Are you going the distance?
Yeah.
That's a question I want us to answer. Come on, are you going the distance?
Yes, sir. Bless the Lord.
I hear one person, but my question to the congregation this morning is, are you going the distance?
Yes, Father.
Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. All the way, Lord. All the way.
Somebody might be still pondering it, so let me ask the question again, and I want to hear the congregation of the Apostolic Church in America. Are you going the distance?
Amen.
Amen. Dear Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I want to know.
Yes, yes, yes. I like what I'm hearing. Because deep down I'm sensing that you have gone too far to turn back now.
Hallelujah.
I think you have experienced too much of the goodness of Jesus to turn back now. Your yes this morning lets me know that you are waiting on his promises, that you are standing on his promises, and that you are still believing and trusting in him. Somebody give God some praise up in here.
Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. 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 Praise
because all sources are not reliable and trustworthy. Not everybody delivers on their promises. But a promise from God is as sure as there is sure. It's the surest thing there is. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
A promise from God will sustain you in the midst of the most challenging of circumstances.
Yes, Lord.
A promise from God will keep you pursuing continuously. And he made a promise to Simeon. Verse 26 says, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ.
Promise.
We don't know the time span between the promise and the fulfillment, but I'm here to remind you this morning that God does not work according to your time or my time. He works by appointed time.
Hallelujah.
And when the time is fulfilled, we will see whatever he has promised. Somebody say amen.
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 Verse 27 tells us that he came by the Spirit into the temple.
Yes.
Both Simeon and Anna were open to and led by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory to God.
I'm not going to spend a lot of time with us this morning, but I want us to focus our eyes just for a few moments on verse 32, verse 35. Simeon's proclamation in these verses captures the divine assignment of Jesus. In verse 30, he calls him, he says, thy salvation. In verse 31, he says, prepare before the face of all people. In verse 32, he says, a light to bring light to the Gentiles. That is to bring revelation to the Gentiles. Also in verse 32, he says, it's the glory of thy people Israel.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Verse 34, he says, he was set for, or he was destined for the rise, the fall and the rise of many. And in that same verse 34, it says, he shall be a sign that will be opposed. It shall be spoken again.
Yes.
Are you really, really, church, open to the supernatural manifestation of God in your life? Yes. Or are you just content with being around the fringes of doing the what we call the basic level, operating at the basic level? When God has something greater in store for you, God has something much greater for us as his people.
Yes.
God doesn't want a person, none of us, to be brought in as ankle deep and to remain as ankle deep. Somehow, somewhere, you will have to begin to test the waters. Go out a little further. Get to knee deep, get to waist deep, let the waters overflow you. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart.
Yes, yes.
So we must be open to the supernatural manifestation of God in our life. And it comes by, we must start practicing the discipline that creates an atmosphere for the manifestation of God's presence.
Yes, sir.
We have to practice the disciplines of righteousness that will make the presence of God manifest in supernatural way in our lives.
Yes.
So I want to challenge the church this morning to start, you know, what are the disciplines? Your worship. And worship is not limited to singing, it's not limited to Sunday.
No, no, sir. No, sir.
Yes. Let's practice the discipline of authentic, righteous worship before the Lord from the posture of surrender.
Yes.
Let's start worshiping. Let's practice that over and over. I'm talking about us doing the thing that will cause the manifestation of the presence of God in our lives.
Man.
Because we must be a people that believe in the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
I know some people might be out there, might be scared when they talk about supernatural.
Yes.
Some people are very timid when it comes to the manifestation of supernatural, of sign and wonder. And I'm not talking about the theatrics that we have going on in some places. I'm talking about the supernatural manifestation of the presence of God.
Yes, yes.
And somebody must not only start believing, but continue to believe him for the manifestation. So practice the discipline of worship. Practice the discipline of prayer.
Yes.
Practice the discipline of fasting.
Yes.
Practice the discipline concerning your thought life.
Yes.
Practice the discipline concerning your speech. What you say matters. How you say it matters.
Yes, yes, yes.
Practice the discipline in terms of how you conduct ourselves. That matters.
Yes.
Be reminded of the word that says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
That's right. Bless the Lord.
So I'm talking about the things that when we start to excel in them, it creates an atmosphere where the presence of God will manifest in our lives. Dreams and visions that you have never even thought about.
Yes.
Bless God.
And every gift that every one of you have, I want you to understand this, that prayer is the key to properly function in those gifts. If you are a worshiper, prayer is necessary to help you to function in that gift. If you are an intercessor, prayer is necessary. If you are a doorkeeper, prayer is necessary. If you are a pastor, prayer is necessary. If you are a singer, prayer is necessary. Whatever discipline, whatever gift God has given to you, the discipline of prayer is necessary for it to properly function.
Yes, sir.
Somebody say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. These two people they have this unusual commitment. That's what the Lord wants to talk to us about this morning. He talked of Simeon being just and devout, of Anna serving God with fasting and prayer. Both of them were working for the consolation, which is the comfort of Israel. The Messiah to come in the season of mourning that the nation was going through, for the Messiah to come to comfort Israel. So there is this unusual commitment that makes you and I look like we're not trying.
Yes.
Anna is 85 and she spent a long time in the temple. God's word says that she served God fasting day and night.
Yes, sir.
So Simeon was just, righteous, devoted. And he's waiting for this comforter to come. God made him a promise.
Yes.
Commitment is the sense of being dedicated to a cause. They were dedicated to the cause of Jehovah God. So commitment is being dedicated to a cause.
Yes.
Your people being dedicated to all different kind of causes. Politics, sports, entertainment, you name them. Sorority groups. They have a commitment. So commitment is being dedicated to a cause. Now, Simeon and Anna, they were able to do this because the cause was greater than their personal desires and agenda.
Yes.
The cause was greater than any personal desires or agenda that they had.
Amen.
They had an unusual commitment. I'm going to tell, just based on the scripture, I'm going to tell you something. Unusual commitment produce a spirit-driven life.
Yes, sir. Yes,
the Bible says that the spirit, they were led by the spirit
into
the temple.
Yes.
Unusual commitment to God produce spirit-driven desires. It says that they were waiting and looking for the consolation of Israel. Their desire is that come, Lord Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
An unusual commitment to God produce a spirit-driven agenda.
Amen.
That man's agenda, not our own agenda, it produces a spirit-driven agenda. When the time is fulfilled and they follow the Spirit of God. My Lord, I praise you.
Hallelujah.
Some commitments are very fragile. You and I know about that.
Bless the Lord, yes.
Yep. Commitments that are very fragile.
Mm-hmm.
The disciples who we read about in John chapter 6, who turned up, they had a fragile commitment.
Yes.
Their commitment was based upon as long as they understood. They said, Lord, this is a hard thing.
Yes,
sir. And one they couldn't understand is, that's it for me, I'm out.
Yes.
That's a fragile commitment.
Mercy.
Some people's commitment lasts only if things are going well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fear weather kind of a commitment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If it's going well, I'm in.
Yes.
But at the first sign of persecution, I'm out.
Yes.
I'm not in for this. I didn't sign up for this. Fragile commitment. Jesus addressed this for us in Luke chapter 9 and verse 62. He said, no man having put his hands to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. My Lord.
Yes, sir, looking back.
My Lord.
We're not looking back, brother.
No fragile commitment. I'm in because I believe in the cause.
Yes.
I'm in because the cause is greater than my desires and my agenda. I'm in. I'm locked in. And I'm ready for the battle.
Yes, sir.
Are you going the distance?
Yes, sir, all the way.
Yes, we are.
Amen, amen.
These two lived what we call an interesting life. Some would consider it dull and boring. You know, there are some things that this world considers boring and dull. May I tell you this? The world will always consider spiritual things boring and dull. Don't look to them for them to approve you. You were chosen to prove for the world to prove you. You were chosen to please your master.
Amen.
Yes.
Jesus tells the 12, he says, have I chosen you? He said, you did not choose me. I chose you.
Thank you, Lord.
So it is important for us to examine our commitment. Even as Jesus asked the 12,
are you going?
The question. My Lord, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah.
Where the focus of this scripture is Jesus. I don't want to miss it. Where the focus is Jesus.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yes. His story links with these two people. He's a focus, but there's a link between him and these two people. My prayer for you, by the way, is this. That somewhere in the life of Jesus, you two are linked to him.
Yes, sir.
And my prayer is that if your name comes to Romans 10, 9, and 10, that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in him, believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's when the heart man believeth unto righteousness.
Yes, sir.
And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Yes, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Romans 6:4 says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death.
Yes.
That like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life.
Sure.
You are buried with him in baptism, and you raised with him to the power of God. I hope that is your connecting point. And if you're here this morning and you have not connected at that level, that's the place where you put your foot in the water and start to step out. That's your connecting point.
Hallelujah.
Connect with Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And prayer plays a key role in your commitment to the Lord.
Yes, sir.
The psalmist said, my soul, why art thou so downcast? Don't you trust in God?
Yes.
You find the psalm calling upon the name of the Lord. Hear that cry, O Lord. Yes. Hear my cry and attend unto my prayer.
Yes. And see
hear my cry, oh God, even this morning, and attend to our prayers, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Simeon and Anna were led by the Spirit to a place where there will be significant revelation. And I pray in the name of Jesus that at this juncture in our life, we would follow the leading of the Spirit, that He would reveal things, mighty things, glorious things, awesome things, heavenly things to us.
Yeah.
They were led by the Spirit, it says, to this place. And there they received significant revelation. That which we are looking for, that which I promised, here it is. And both of them had pretty much the same response when they took up this baby, when they saw him. They blessed God.
Yes.
I said
yes.
They blessed God.
Yes.
Would somebody yes. just bless God right now, give him time?
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Bless
you
the
might not know what you're thanking him for, but bless God anyhow.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Give God thanks anyhow.
Yes,
yes. Because he has brought you from a mighty, mighty Lord. Somebody bless God. You are a holy nation, a royal priesthood. Somebody bless God this morning.
Hallelujah.
This church is not choosing. Somebody bless God this morning.
Yes.
You are my Savior, you are my Redeemer, you are my Lord, you are my God. Somebody bless the
Yes, be him.
We're not looking back right now. Yes, God has been too good to us. We're not putting back our commitment. God is too good to us. Hallelujah.
No turning back.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
So Simeon and Anna were both led by the Spirit to this place where there'll be significant revelation.
Hallelujah.
Like this part that says he was set, meaning born or destined for the rise and fall of many. Destined for that.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes.
Peter responded to God, to Jesus.
Jesus.
In John chapter 6, when Jesus asked the disciples, will you also go away? And like Peter's response,
to whom?
Peter answered this weighted question.
Shall we go?
Oh, somebody say it again.
To whom shall we go?
Come on, somebody say it again.
To whom shall we go? You have the word.
To whom shall we go? That was the word of eternal life.
Hallelujah.
And he said, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. We believe and we are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Who shall we go to? Glory to God.
Bless God.
Matthew in Matthew 24 confirmed, and he said he's coming with power and glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He said he's coming with power and glory, and I'm reporting that good news to you this morning. He's coming again, and he's coming with power and glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Now, I don't know about you, but the life of Simeon and Anna spoke profoundly to me.
Amen. Amen.
It spoke volumes to me. May it serve you, stir you up afresh. Let your life stir up your commitment.
Yes, Lord.
May it strengthen your devotion. Let it cause you to intensify your prayer life. May it increase your longing for the Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Your longing for the redemption.
Amen.
May it increase your hunger for Him. May you thirst after Him. May it give you a fresh desire again for it. I want to say, I want you to drop the pursuit of meaningless activities.
That's
empty activities. Because all they do is block and hinder your spiritual growth.
Glory to
being involved in activities does not necessarily mean that you are doing God's will.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't mean that you're doing God's will. So may God give us a fresh desire, hunger again. Simeon looked on Jesus, held him in his hands. Anna looked upon Jesus.
My God.
And there's a sign right there that says, that turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Yes.
Look full in his wonderful face. I'm telling you, he's coming back again. And we shall look in his wonderful face. He says, and the things of this earth will grow strange with him. The light of his glory and great majesty is coming back with power and great glory. Hallelujah. Somebody bless this morning.
Thank you, Lord. We shall behold him.
Hallelujah. I'm looking at what is coming. He's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. I'm looking for his coming. And the world is worn and wear because of when the steam comes inside. He's coming for the church.
Hallelujah.
He's coming for the righteous this time.
Coming for his bride.
He's coming back for his bride. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. So if you're here this morning, I got to close. You're without Jesus Christ. You have never, ever accepted him as Lord and Savior. I'm telling you, someday in November of 1990, when I got down on my knees in my living room and surrendered my life to Christ, all the weight lifted off.
Hallelujah.
My desires were different.
Glory.
And so you hear me hearing the word of God, and you weighed down because you have not surrendered. This is your moment.
Yes, sir.
Change.
Is there anyone inside among us? If you're struggling with your commitment, this is your moment.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
This is your moment to get in and to give him afresh and to recommit and to rededicate.
Hallelujah.
And say, Lord, I will follow you.
Glory, glory, glory.
Lord, I'm committing afresh to you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, forgive me, O God, because my eyes were upon things of this world.
Yes.
And not upon you. Is there anybody who just wants to come this morning, led by the Spirit? Because it's not by flesh, it's not by flesh, it's by your strength, your personal human strength, but it's by your Spirit, by the Spirit. Anybody this morning? Lord, I thank you. God, I bless you.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody has surrendered somewhere this morning. And I said, Lord, I want you to change my desire.
Yes, Lord.
Change my agenda. Change my schedule.
Mm.
I want to commit like Simeon and Anna because the cause of Christ is greater than my own life.
Yes,
and God, I thank you for these that have come and have surrendered. And Lord, make them, I pray they don't stop where they have come. I'm praying that they go deep in you.
Yes.
I'm praying that hunger and thirst after you. I'm praying, oh God, the Lord God, to search your word daily. That they pray before you daily. I'm praying, oh God Almighty, the Lord God, their hunger for you, oh God, will exceed every kind of hunger they have ever had.
Yes.
I'm praying, Lord, that by your spirit, you will make them mighty men and women. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.